We're just going to help you come up with your idea of what you're going to make for your exhibition. Mm. And we're just going to give you some pointers on what to research to build up your sketchbook.
Okay.
So, just so, you know, obviously we're making work for you. But it's all right. But listen, do you want to tell us about your boards?
Yes.
You know, and when I say tell us about them, I mean as in like what, you know, looking at your boards, what your most important images are. You know, which ones that you like the most out of all of these. If there's anything.
I like that one.
Brilliant.
And that one.
King Kong.
Yeah.
So King Kong and an iguana. Is that an iguana?
Yeah. What's that? Oh, it's a form of a leviathan.
It's a deep sea creature. Those are often called leviathans.
They are. They're actually deep sea creatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it mythical or real?
It's a video game character.
Oh, a video game.
That's a video game character, but that's
what's
based
this?
On that.
That's a bobbit worm. You don't want one of those.
No, they're terrifying.
Are they?
Yeah, like they're like really long worms, and those things are like sensors. If a fish is swimming along the floor and it touches one of those, the worm immediately snatches them up.
I love the colours.
Well, that is
like
that.
Is this a disco?
This is a disco
rainbow.
Worm. I think that's the actual. Just in real life, it's not going to be a disco.
Yeah, those things will eat octopuses.
Oh, for real?
Okay, so they're big.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
Okay.
So what I'm seeing when I look at your boards is again, it's kind of that mutant and sort of it's you know the hybrid thing is kind of because is this kind of like a hybrid of. Like sea creatures for and that have been
well
created.
Creatures that like this him and that take influence from different ones like obviously there's a bit of a dragon in this fella but there's also some inspirations from eagles in his anatomy.
Okay,
got you. So yeah. If we were to say to you let's do some research on mythological animals
yeah
well you so, know for the next week well
so like the like him like the chimera.
Yeah, so the Chimera, I think, but like looking at the legends, where they came from, because there's like not Prometheus, is it? Prometheus?
I don't know,
there's a big sea monster that comes out, there's a girl, I can't remember which one it is, where she's chained up as a sacrifice.
Kraken?
Maybe the Kraken, yeah. So, you know, maybe I think it would be a really good foundation as if we did some exploration of like the Greek and Roman myths. And find the monsters in those. Because isn't there one with like seven? It's like I think it's a dragon with seven heads. And
okay,
and
that's a serpent, the Hydra.
The Hydra, that's the one. So maybe if we did some investigations on like the Hydra, the Kraken, Leviathan, is it?
It is the name of like the aquatic equivalent of the behemoth in the Bible, but it is, you know, commonly used for just any large sea creature.
Sure.
Okay.
So maybe even look at the bear moth as well, definitely.
the what?
The bear moth.
Are you trying to say behemoth?
Behemoth, yeah. I think that's me, bear moth.
Fair enough.
You know, it's my pronunciation, Rion.
That's fair.
What was I calling the young chimeras?
That's a take of the Chimera I saw.
Chimera. Do you remember I couldn't say that last time?
Because I was looking for some, you know, not so abominable looking creatures, but I did want to include that.
Yeah.
Like, I liked how it just.
So would you like to do, you know, like, so if you were going to do some work, does this interest you, the whole idea of, like, the monster within the monster within the monster?
It's kind of, at the same time, it looks like a creature that just looks like it shouldn't be alive, but it is.
Yeah, yeah. So I think what we'll do with you is, I think if we sort of investigate and research some more Greek mythological monsters, maybe do, like, a profile on them, like, I wonder if, you know, like, have you ever done trumps? Like, trump cards, you know, where it's like...
Yeah. Like, you know, you're like...
75,
like
you know, bravery.
Like your secret weapon or something.
Say again?
Like your secret final weapon or something?
Again, like with Trump's, it's like it's a game, and it's, you know, they, you know, there'll be bravery 75, and then you look at yours, and if it's bravery and it's 60, then you'd have to hand over the card.
Okay.
And then if they picked, you know, it's all different subcategories, you know, like on depending what the cards are, you know, like I had mythological ones, you know, so it was like on their magic powers mm-hmm. when I was a kid, so it'd be like...
It's reminding me of Pokemon cards.
Kind of, that thing. I'm just wondering if we did a thing with monsters, whether you profiled monsters and were like, this monster is this big, this monster's superpowers.
Do I show you my mind map?
Please do.
Rion, you were talking about wanting to try sculpture this project, weren't you?
Yeah.
Is that something you still want to explore?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so that's good sculpture.
There's a... This guy I kind of already researched, but I didn't really get my thoughts on him last time mm-hmm. I did it. I was kind of rushing it with the writing there.
That's okay. Listen, do you know what I would really like to see in your sketchbook? Is where you start to, like, maybe draw some of these, but... in these gaps.
Okay.
You know, like, and just fill, you know, like, for us, it's just the negative space. And I think when your sketchbook moves along, Rion, I think you're doing a terrific job and you're really starting to get the idea of it. But spend some time sometimes just filling the gaps with, like, little drawings or bigger drawings that go over some of the edge of the picture.
All right.
So it all starts to look like it sort of blends in. Becomes a bit more synchronized, but I think that's great. We've got him as an artist. Let's just look at your mind map. Vengeful, sci-fi, mythological. Yeah, so I definitely think we'll stick in the mythological for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, would you be up for starting to work out how to create sort of maybe the texture of mythological being skin in 3D?
Scales,
to start, yeah, yeah, scales, like
slimy,
yeah,
bumpy. That's kind of like.
Well, different. There'll be different size scales, won't they? They'll be like, you know, like they'll be like. Obviously, you've got, you know, if we're looking at your boards, we've got kind of the more tortoise shell surface. We've got like a dragonfly wing surface.
Oh, Harry.
You know, we've got the actual Komodo dragon surface.
That'd be quite fun to print in like plaster or something with some sort of corrugated iron or something.
So if you imagine with this project, instead of us just sort of going, right, now make a kimono dragon or make a big beast out of 3D, what we're going to do is get you to like start off trying to make the skin, you know, then maybe try and make structures, then maybe try and make, you know, eyes or feet, and then towards the end, we then just start all putting it together. So that so basically you're practicing each element of making the monster, because we're going to kind of aim at making like a 3D big monster.
Just creature, kind of monster, whatever you want to say.
You'll give it a name. Once you've decided and you've done some designing and you've done some more research, you're going to give it a name, and then we're going to call it by the name you give it once we've got a name.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as I'm understanding here, we're sort of doing a hybrid-y based giant monster mainly focused on the Komodo dragon.
That's called Kumanawana.
Oh, Kumanawana.
Iguana.
Oh, it's an iguana.
Kumin. It's not hard. Kumin. Just do this. It's not so much.
I'm trying, Leon.
Kyoban. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm just going to speak like this now. So, yeah, so starting with whatever the names of them are, your favourite ones, and then so a little bit of research on sort of Greek and mythology, maybe some research on the Komodo dragon and an iguana.
I'll take that.
Yeah. You know, like, so basically, so what happens is, Rion, as we go along, so you started, like, the tortoise project, which is lovely. Now we're moving on to, you know, this big project. So if you think you've started with Simon Lee, if we're looking at Greek mythology, you know, then we're looking at sort of like real life wildlife stuff with Komodo dragons and iguanas and lizards and the whole family of that. Maybe we could get you up the zoo again. Have you taken any photos? Are these the ones from the zoo?
Yeah, I take a stupid amount of photos when I'm at the zoo.
Cool. Okay. Well, maybe you could print some more of those off.
We'll
and
make
put
a
them
contact
in here.
Sheet.
Yes.
And you can put them in your sketchbook for reference.
I still have more photos on my table right now.
Okay, great. So these can go in your sketchbook and get stuck in, and because we've got your boards. We don't want all those loose photographs just sitting everywhere. So maybe if we start sticking them in some of these sketchbook pages and then do some research, and then I think next week we'll start maybe do some drawings of scales to start off with. Different types Ooh. Of scales.
I've never done that before.
Okay, so right. So we'll set you with a task of like drawing different animals and their skin.
Okay.
And then what we'll do is look for the week after that, then we'll start making them in 3D out of different materials. And we'll see if we can find a material that you like working with that can give you that bigger scale. Scale on scale. Sorry, it's a joke.
Okay.
So that you're getting the practice in so that we can then be like, right, we know how we're making the big monsters' scales. We're making them out of...
Or whatever texture.
Whatever texture it is that you've come across. But you'll have had all the practice and it'll all be in your sketchbook. So I think that's straightforward. This is exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing this, Leon. I think it's going to be amazing. Here we go. Thank you.
Good. I hope you enjoy this project.
I'm sure you will. One of those.
Sorry.
Leon, hold on one sec.
Do I call the next person?
Yes, please. Which will be...
Hang on, I'm just printing you something. And this is for you. It's sort of like a little check sheet. So, your Zoom photograph. I'm just printing you instructions of how to make a contact sheet. You've done that. You've got your portal design sheet. You can make another one at a later date. You've got your mind map, yeah? So, just a little check sheet. And then you take off where you think you are. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Hang on, take this. Because maybe Ruth